This is the face-to-no-face experiment. It involves sitting opposite another person and looking at them. The reason for doing this is to take a fresh look at how we relate to others. Normally, we think of ourselves as being face-to-face with others. I am behind my face, you are behind yours. We are therefore distant and separate from each other. Accepting this point of view, I confront you as a separate person. I am not you. But do we really confront others face to face? Let's look into this. Sit opposite someone and look at their face. You don't have to look in their eyes all the time. Let your gaze move around their face. If you feel self-conscious from time to time, that's normal. Most people feel that. I'm going to ask you several questions, but you don't have to answer out loud. You'll have an opportunity to talk with your partner later. How many faces do you see? One or two? Are you face to face, or is it face there to space here? Are you confronting that person with your face, or are you capacity for them? Isn't it true that there's nothing where you are, not even a speck, to keep that person out? Are you not boundless, transparent emptiness? And at the same time, are you not filled with that person in front of you? Being empty for that person, don't you die to who you thought you were? And are you not now resurrected as that person there? Are we not all built this way, to be empty for each other? To die in each other's favour. Isn't this the basis of love? Be aware of your body sensations, the feeling of your face, your back, your legs. Do these sensations add up to a face and body inside which you live, separate and distant from your partner there? Don't you remain transparent and at large, empty for all these sensations and for your partner? Be aware of your thoughts and feelings. Do they add up to a mind of yours that is central, that is separate from your partner there? Even while you're thinking and feeling, don't you remain boundless, transparent, undefined, empty for all these thoughts and feelings and for your partner? As you look at your partner, imagine your own face as well as you can. Be aware of any feelings that arise as you think about your appearance. If you feel self-conscious, does this feeling stop you being capacity for your partner? Aren't you capacity for your partner, for your self-image, and for any feelings that arise? Look down at your body and at your partner's body. You identify with your body, not with theirs. You can feel your body, but not theirs. Aren't you looking at these two different bodies from your single eye? This boundless eye that has no one's name on it. It is capacity for both bodies. Two bodies, one consciousness. There you are two, here you are one. Look back at your partner's face. Isn't there still one eye? One consciousness, now taking in your partner's face and the rest of the scene. You can stop looking at your partner whenever you wish. You can see your face to no face with others whenever you choose. You don't have to say anything, simply be aware that the other person is within you, that you have their face instead of your own, that you vanish in their favour. How does this awareness affect the way you relate to others? People find that they see others more clearly. There's literally nothing in the way of other people. They are present right here in your awareness. How beautiful people are when you see them with your single eye. You may also find that you feel less self-conscious. When you're with others, you see that from your point of view, you're invisible. This frees you to be yourself. your fear of others gradually dissolves away. If you find yourself in a difficult situation with someone and don't know how best to respond, you can now open yourself to the wisdom of your true self. And, losing your head, you find your heart. Discovering that others are within you, your sensitivity and empathy for others grow. There is no one outside your being. Here's a poem by a friend, Colin Oliver. It's called Marriage. To see your face with the eye of emptiness is to have your face as my own, and to find, between seeing and loving, not even a hairbreadth. The Sanskrit greeting Namaste means, I respect the divinity that is within you. It's the same divinity that is within me. This is a powerful greeting, not only because it's beautiful, but also because it rings true. It describes the way things are. Within the many is one consciousness, one being. The great 19th century Indian teacher Vivekananda said, look upon everyone as God. When you see, you are face to no face with others. This is what you are doing. You are seeing that everyone is God. Every face I meet is the face of the One, given here in this infinite capacity. The command by Jesus to love your neighbour as yourself makes sense because your neighbour is yourself. The ground of love is seeing that you are capacity for others. Take time now to share your reflections about this experiment with your partner. See if you can remain aware of being empty for your partner as you talk and as you listen.